Hello, everyone. This is the 40 is the End podcast, and I am your host, Kat Branch. I am so glad that you stopped by. Every week, I post a show about three of our core areas, faith, family, or fitness, with interviews from inspiring women and segments about how I'm navigating my 40s. As a 43-year young woman, I am just now beginning to embrace the true essence of who I am and allowing the world to be a part of the journey. Feel free to join us every week as we embark upon a new beginning of life over 40 and beyond. And remember, we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us, especially with a cup of coffee. So sit back, relax, and enjoy this week's episode. Hello, everybody. This is the 40 is the End podcast, and I am your host. You already know, Kat Branch. I know you're probably like, girl, what's wrong with you? Well, as you know, this is the very last episode for season 2 of our podcast. Yay! I'm so excited, y'all. I'm so excited, number one, because of the fact that I have posted a podcast every week since the first week in January. So I would say that's about almost 20 episodes, I think, if I'm right. 20 or 24, somewhere in there. But shout out for consistency, for commitment. I'm just so excited. I'm so thankful. I have a goal for, you know, remaining commitment and also for seeing the podcast grow. And I'm just grateful. I'm just grateful that I have heeded the voice of God and that I have found my purpose, and that I'm operating in it, that I'm activated, that I'm working, that I'm growing, and that I'm learning, and I'm doing it with a community of people who appreciate it. And so I'm also excited because your girl needs some rest. But before we get into all of that, we're going to jump into our last step in our process of our mindset shift, which is moving from surviving to thriving. And the very last step in this process is accountability. And so we've gone through step one, which is analysis. Girl, you a mess. So what are you going to do about it? And step two, it is what it is. I learned who I was, what I was working with, and what I needed to do to move forward, to change. And then I took that information and I jumped into step three and I put some action behind the change that I wanted to see. So I had faith, but I knew that without works, that my faith was going to go nowhere. And so I had to put some action behind it. And now we have arrived at step four, which is accountability, because you're blessed to be a blessing. And step four and accountability is what that is all about. We are blessed to be a blessing. You're not blessed so that you can just live your best life and, you know, like they say, you know, you're going to live high on a hog. No, you're blessed because you need to share that with other people. Other people need to see that and to have some of that. So we can't be selfish in this process. And I think I shared with it in the Coffee and Confidence episode in last month, one of the foundational scriptures that helped me to create this content was Hebrews chapter 12, verses 1 through 3. And I'm going to read it at the beginning of us talking about step 4, accountability. And then I'm in the Amplified version. And then after we're done, I'm going to read it in the Message version. So it reads, it's titled Jesus the Example. And again, this is the Amplified version for Hebrews chapter 12, verses 1 through 3. Therefore, since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses who by faith have testified to the truth of God's absolute faithfulness, stripping off every unnecessary weight and the sin which so easily and cleverly entangles us. Let us run with endurance and active persistence the race that is set before us, looking away from all that will distract us and focusing our eyes on Jesus, who is the author and perfecter of faith, the first incentive for our belief and the one who brings us our faith to maturity, who for the joy of accomplishing the goal set before him endured the cross, disregarding the shame, and sat down at the right hand of the throne of God, revealing his deity, his authority, and the completion of his work. Just consider and meditate on him who endured from sinners such bitter hostility against himself. Consider it all in comparison with your trials, so that you will not grow weary and lose heart. So Jesus, the example, showed us that when you are operating in your purpose, things are going to come up against you. People are going to have things to say. They're going to mistreat you, but it does not matter. It is for a purpose. It is for his glory. And it is because also other people need to be able to see that despite everything that goes on around you, that you are persistent because of the strength that God has given you. And so accountability, when we look up the definition to accountability, it says basically responsibility. Some other synonyms that go along with that are quality, obligation, other words used to describe quality, obligation, willingness. That's what accountability is described as. And I like to, because when you hear obligation, we live in a society where it's about me. It's about my, it's about me, my happiness, what I want out of life, this and that, me. And yes, you have to take care of yourself, but you need to be taking care of yourself. Yes, because you need to be able to sustain yourself, but you're taking care of yourself because there's a work that you have to do. You have to show up in this world for other people. Not just for you, whether it be your family, your friends, those who see your light every day, people you work with. And we are role models, whether we like to believe it or not. And your response to things can have a positive or negative impact on other people and how they respond to you, the things that they do. So although we have this worldly view that it's about me and what I want, and every action causes a reaction, and that is the truth. We are responsible to other people, whether we like to believe it or not. And we have an obligation to make sure that we're being our best, that we're doing our best. And, you know, we have to know that it's not necessarily about what happens, but it's how you respond to it, because things are going to happen. Things are going to happen on this road to moving from a survival state to thriving. Things are going to happen. It's not going to be perfect. The road is not going to be easy, but you still have to show up every day despite how you feel. You have to show up every day. And so the first thing you got to do is you got to reconnect daily. You got to renew your mind daily in order to be, I got to first renew my mind daily, because that's what the scripture says. I need to renew my mind daily, because out of the heart, the mouth speaks. You have to renew your mind daily. When you get up in the morning, when I get up in the morning, I say, Lord, help me. Lord, thank you for this day. Because sometimes when you get up, you're like, oh my God, I don't want to go to work. I know I do. I don't want to go to work. I'm tired. I'm still sleepy. But I need to say, Lord, thank you. Lord, thank you for waking me up this morning. Thank you, Lord God, that I have breath in my body. Thank you that I have the use of my legs. Lord, I don't want to run this morning. But Lord, thank you, Lord God, for strengthening me to run to this morning, to commit to this training, Lord God, because someone does not have the ability that I have, Lord God, and they wish they did. Thank you, Lord God, for helping me, for keeping me, for blessing me. I have to make sure, because I'm accountable to God. God has given me this vision. And it's just like, you know, I set out this year with a goal. And it has been hard. It's been difficult. Sometimes I have procrastinated, and that has made it more difficult to attain the goal. But that's my fault because I should have properly planned. So I can't, because I am planned improperly, I can't then say, oh, well, it's not what he meant for me to do. I can't. No, you should plan, have a backup, plan something else. I mean, there have been things that have happened along the way. Over this past 6 months that have sometimes said, I'm tired. I don't feel like it. So, you think God wanted to get up on that cross? He did because of his love for us. He knew what was necessary. So I'm grateful for that. So I'm accountable to him because he died for me. He died for me so that I can live. I'm accountable for to making sure that the purpose that he's placed on the inside of me, that I fulfill it at all costs. Can't stop, won't stop. Besides that, being accountable to God, I'm accountable to myself. You want to be healthy. You want to feel good. You don't want to feel tired. So then I have to make sure that if I said that these are things that I'm going to do, if I started these actions, then now I need to be accountable. I need to make sure when that alarm goes off, I need to get up. If I can't run one day because things are gonna happen, things are gonna, if it's raining because I train outside, I like to be outdoors, well then I have to maneuver my schedule. I gotta figure out how I can work, how I can run. Maybe today I gotta get on a treadmill. Maybe today I gotta do something else. Maybe I'm gonna have to double up runs. I don't like to run back to back, but that's what I'm gonna have to do. If running back to back is hard on my knees because I'm still losing weight in this process, then that means you know what? You need to make sure you're getting a whole lot of vegetables in there and eliminating sugar and eliminating carbs so you can get that scale to go down, so you can get that weight down. You gotta make modifications because it's not going to be a step 1 to 10. It's gonna be step one, maybe step one, then maybe step two. Then you got 2A, 2B, 2C. Oh, I gotta go back to 1C because I slipped up a little bit. It's not a straight line to success. It's not a straight line to progress. There are gonna be hiccups and things you have to learn along the way, failures that come to strengthen you. You'll be like, oh, okay, now this is something I needed to learn in that process. That's why I had to backtrack a little bit. But I have to be accountable to myself. I can be accountable. I can show up for everybody sometimes but myself. Why do you put yourself last on the list? Be accountable to you. Be accountable to how you want to see yourself showing up in the world. Showing up for you. Because I said it before, when you get on a plane, they say put the oxygen mask on yourself before you put it on anybody else. Because they can't do anything without you. Your child can't do anything without you. A baby couldn't survive without you. So you got to take care of yourself first. You're accountable to you. He died. Go back to that. He died so I could live. So I'm accountable to him and I'm accountable to me. And finally, I'm accountable to other people. I put stuff out on social media and on Instagram and places like that because, that's the hardest thing to do is be vulnerable to other people. Because I've heard it talked about so many times about people see the highlight reels in other people's lives. And there's a thing now where people are saying, show me, everybody want to show the perfect part, but you got on makeup, you look like this or look like that. And, throughout this process, people need to know they want to feel connected. I want to feel, because people I follow, I feel connected to them because they're real. That works for me. We got to show more people that it's hard work. It's a process. I think sometime earlier in the month, I've made a concerted effort to start showing more of my training, like just showing me out running. Obviously you're seeing my shadow, but flipping the camera around, showing my face, showing how crazy I'm looking, the sweat dripping off my body. But because you need to see that. I need to see that. I need to see, girl, you was doing it. keep moving forward. You're doing this because people don't just want to see me on in January 2020. I'm running a marathon and I'm at the end. No, they want to see the process to get to that. And we do a disservice to ourselves and to other people by showing them step A, step one, and you show them step one, you might show them step five, and then you show them step 10. But then you see the times like, girl, you need to recommit to eliminating sugar. Because one thing about this marathon I'm running consistently is, and I'm going to be completely honest, is I slipped off my keto. I've slipped off my keto, and I don't want to say slipped off it. What I will say is I've realized how to better control myself as it relates to sugars. And what is happening is because I'm running and my workouts are so strenuous, is that I'm hungry. I'm more hungry. And so I have to make sure that I plan properly so that I don't pick up the wrong things, because I don't want to mess up all of the hard work. And I need these pounds to continue to drop to protect my knees. Because my faith goal at the Great Big Life, my faith goal, I know my girl is listening, is to complete this training injury free. That is my goal, to complete this training injury free. So in order to do that, I have to make sure that I'm doing what I need to do to see that come to fruition. Again, that's going back to faith. Without works is dead. That's my faith goal. I have faith to believe that, but I also have to make sure that I'm not eating hamburgers and sugar and other things when I'm super hungry, because I worked out so hard and now my appetite has increased. You better have you some hard-boiled eggs, have you a little bit of pepperoni, have you some cheese, have you some good fats to sustain you from that hunger. Have you some almonds to sustain you? Don't revert back to old habits, girl, because you'll mess everything up. It's a slippery slope. You know what relationship that you have with food. So you got to constantly be mindful of that and protect that. You know your weakness. If you know your weakness, stay away from it. Ask God to continue to help you with it. Okay? And so that's what I say to myself. That's being honest on this journey. I'm accountable to me. I'm accountable to God. I'm accountable to myself, and I'm accountable to others, because other people need to see that it can be done. Other people need to see that you can change your life over 40. Other people need to see that it's not 40 is not the end. It is the beginning to whatever it is that you want. It's the beginning. Every day, no matter if you're 20, 30, 40, 50, 100, every day God wakes you up and gives you breath in your body is another day for you to go after the things that he has purpose for you. Every day is another day. Every day that you have breath in your body, because someone didn't wake up this morning, and you don't have a right not to live a life that is for his glory, because he died for us, y'all. He died for us so that we can live. And so that is our very last step in the Surviving to Thriving podcast series. It has been a journey, y'all. It has been a journey. And I'm so thankful for this journey. I'm so thankful for this process. You know, this series was more for me than it was for anybody, because I have gotten to this place and created something because of what I have gone through. And so when you turn pain into purpose, it's amazing the masterpiece that comes out of it. So thank y'all so much for being a part of this journey. Thank you so much for rounding out season 2 with me. I'm so excited to take a breath, to rest, to plan for season 3 to create. Remember, send me emails, any women or men that you think would be good for the show, share it. You know, our focus is faith, family, and fitness. Faith, family, and fitness, and get into, I said, the good life. We're probably going to change that subtitle to The Uncomfortable Life, because like me and my bestie, y'all, comfort will kill you. Stop being comfortable. Do something different. Remember what I said, my pastor said, if you want something different, you got to do something different. Change begins with you. Look out for season 3, but your girl is going to be over here planning, like I said, creating, working on some marketing strategies, getting stuff together for season three, getting started with my marathon training for Disney 2020. We will be back, y'all. We will be back in about 8 weeks, and I am so excited. It'll be between 6 to 8 weeks. It just depends on what God says and how my marathon training is going, because I may need to give myself some additional time once that marathon training starts, because when we come back, I'll be marathon training. My son will have started third grade and, you know, just a new schedule. So we'll have to get adjusted. But thank you so much for listening. Be on the lookout. I have a blog that I'll probably be sending out over that time. And I'll definitely still be sharing stuff on social media from old podcast episodes. So feel free to stay connected with me on Instagram. I'll still be over there continually to update you with information on the podcast and our return. But thank you, y'all. Thank you. I'm so grateful. I appreciate so much the support for the podcast and everything that we've been able to do together to get to this point. And so, like I promised, as we end out the episode, I want to share Hebrews 1:12 verses 1-3 from the Message version. And it says, "Do you see what this means? All these pioneers who blazed the way, all these veterans cheering us on, it means we better get on with it. Strip down, start running, and never quit. No extra spiritual fat. No parasitic sins. Keep your eyes on Jesus, who both began and finished this race we're in. Study how he did it, because he never lost sight of where he was headed. That exhilarating finish in and with God, he could put up with anything along the way. Cross, shame, whatever. And now he's there in the place of honor, right alongside God. When you find yourselves flagging in your faith, go over that story again, item by item. That long litany of hostility he plowed through, that will shoot your adrenaline into your souls. It's all for his glory. The good, the bad, and the indifferent is going to get you through the pain to your purpose. I guarantee it. I'm living it, and I'm a living testimony. Be kind to yourself. Be kind to other people. And remember, it's all good, because it's all God. Take care, and I'll talk to you soon. God bless.